Fortunately, I did not believe in the slogan freedom in our lifetime. And that was on purely rational grounds, because nobody in the world knows how long a lifetime is. Some children are born dead, others die a few days after they are born. Some people live to 124 years old, others die in accidents, drownings, motorbike accidents, etc. So freedom in our lifetime did not attract me as a slogan at all. I only knew that on the basis of my Islamic principles, I had rights, which Allah has ordained for us, and it also ordained obligations for us. And that was the perfect balance, that whilst we carried out our obligations, the struggle continues, and we hand over this baton to the next generation. And that is all that I was concerned with at the time. Of course, there were times when he felt disappointed, especially when the revolutionaries capitulated or oppressed people started compromising with the oppressor. That did not interest us, because we believed that for us it was all or nothing. It didn't make sense to make maximum sacrifices for minimum gains. And right up till the very last, I believed that to be very true. And would advise that to any oppressed people. Don't make maximum sacrifices for minimum gains. If you are going to make maximum sacrifices, demand maximum gains. And our maximum demand was for a just social order, something which we have still not achieved. On rational grounds too, why is it possible for 4 million whites to control plus minus 36 million indigenous people for almost 3.5 centuries? So obviously a time had to come when they had to be destroyed. Fortunately, it has happened during our lifetime. How did we survive the dark periods in our struggle? The presence of other committed revolutionaries with more experience than oneself actually helped a lot, because there were many people who had fought in other struggles, the independence struggle in India, for example. So those lessons were valuable to us. Then, of course, the SWAPO guerrillas from Namibia, Southwest Africa at the time, they were also imprisoned with us, and they had also embarked on an armed struggle. So the ideas were then reinforced just by the presence of these revolutionaries. Also, possession of faith, which means that you believe firmly and sincerely that this is the correct route to go. And that faith is based on ideological clarity, your principles, your values, and your ideals. And that removes all doubt from our minds. But what surprises us is how resilient the human being is, that his soul always rises to the occasion. And you notice this sometimes in people whom you have written off as being too weak to withstand the pressures and the rigors of the oppressors' atrocities against the people. Women, even children sometimes surprise you when they face the enemy. The presence of other revolutionaries, the singing of revolutionary songs, the discipline, the encouragement, and the morale of people rests on two things. One is their morality, which is very important, and the other thing is their fighting spirit. So morale means both your fighting spirit as well as your morality, that you treat this person as your comrade, as your brother, and you defend him like he would defend you.